Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A shakeup at the Alex Murdaugh trial in South Carolina last hour. During closing arguments, the judges ordered one of the jurors to be dismissed. Judge Clifton Newman.
And we'll bring the juror out to inform her that her services will no longer be needed. We will then replace her with an alternate.
Prosecutor Creighton Waters.
However, I think it's important for me to note for the record that the interviews of these two people were done by SLED agents, one of whom was named as a witness in this case, and the other who was listed in the notes as being one of the investigating officers.
More details have come about from Eli Lilly and Company cutting costs on its most commonly prescribed insulin products by 70% and taking other steps to make it easier for patients to afford the drugs. The Indianapolis-based company said on May 1st it will reduce the list price for its unbranded insulin to $25 a vial from $82, and it plans to improve a program on capping patients' out-of-pocket costs at $35 a month. SpaceX's Crew 6 mission is finally off the ground.
One, engines full power.
Liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center took place just after midnight Eastern Time. On board are two NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and the first long-duration astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. The crew will spend 6 months at the International Space Station. A new report from the International Energy Agency, whose members comprise of many of the world's largest energy consumers, said emissions of carbon dioxide climbed less than 1% in 2022. This is despite many countries going back to burning coal as energy after the Biden administration ended America's energy independence. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A basketball player is back on the court after leaving Brooklyn for Arizona.
Kevin Durant dropped in 23 points in his Suns debut as Phoenix cruised past the Hornets 105-91 in Charlotte. Durant made his first appearance for Phoenix following the blockbuster trade from Brooklyn last month.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. You know, I miss playing, and it's the highest level ball in the world. So, you know, I miss being out on the floor and going over strategy and, you know, just talking with the guys, the camaraderie, all that stuff. I missed it all.
The 13-time All-Star had been out since early January with a knee injury. I'm Julio Flores.
California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency in 13 counties last night due to the week's severe winter storms. While the extreme precipitation eased across the state, millions were under freeze alerts and Yosemite National Park closed indefinitely as it reported 40 inches of new snow. The Sierra Nevada Mountains, as reported by UC Berkeley, said their snow is at 205% of their average snowfall to date. You may have noticed those two bright objects in the night sky. That's Jupiter and Venus, and it's the closest these two planets will appear until 2032. We now have football year-round thanks to the new and improved XFL Football League.
for week three. There will be one game played on Saturday afternoon and three games on Sunday. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. I mean, JFK said the same thing, right? When he talked about going to the moon, it wasn't because it was easy, it's because it's hard. And this is what we do as Americans, not Americans, right? Our mission, should you accept it, is to do everything you can within your power to get this country back on track. And you got to keep in mind that the basis of this country, it was established on we the people. Okay, the org chart is turned upside down. Traditionally, you have, you know, as Bill Federer would talk about, kings and czars and, you know, pharaohs and other titled leaders. In this particular case, in America, our founding fathers said, no, we don't. In fact, our first president was reluctant. He didn't even want to be president. He didn't want. In fact, they wanted him to be king. No, didn't want that. Wanted to make it all about the people. So we the people are in that position of authority to reclaim what is rightfully ours. But we need to understand that and how to make that happen. We have subordinated our wishes to a permanent ruling class that is so deep that you can't even imagine. And they are the ones that are pulling the strings here. And this is why so much of what's happening in our country today just doesn't make sense whatsoever. And we're going to talk about JFK, MLK, and RFK, okay? The assassinations of these three men, what happened? Is this just by happenstance? What is the connection? You know, were their deaths connected? Well, we're fortunate to have back with us Mike Hembrick. He's a Memphis rock DJ, and his book is The Rock DJ Uncovers Conspiracy Behind the MLK Jr. Assassination. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be back with you.
Okay, so here we are. When you look at these three and the assassinations of these three, you go, what's going on here? Are they connected?
Yes. Well, let's set the stage a little bit for a second. You have to kind of rewind the tape to the 1960s and understand that the existential fear most Americans had of communism at the time, and that's hard to get around, but that was a national fear. That was something that most Americans had in common, the fear of communism, the fear of a nuclear attack by the communist Soviet Union. Governments ruled by fear, and particular socialist governments. So our federal government, which I believe was well on its way to becoming a socialist government at that time, that it is today, controlled the country through fear of communism. And just to give you an example of that control, if you think COVID masks were ineffective, or are ineffective, in preventing the spread of COVID. Think about school kids all across the country in America at the time in the 60s conducting mandatory drills in the event of a nuclear attack. The right. Government idea of protection, get under your school desks. Those were the drills. It's all about to protect against the dropping of a nuclear bomb. It's all about fear and government control. So J. Edgar Hoover, then head of the FBI and was the only head of the FBI until he died, publicly labeled Martin Luther King Jr. as a communist, the worst label you could put on a person at that time.
Of course, this is coming out of the 50s, where we had, you talk about fear. Fear of communism was at its epic height, in the 50s, right?
Well, yeah, you had the McCarthy era. Mm-hmm. In the hearings and the blacklist from Hollywood and all that, certainly, but that it continued on into the 60s. Mm-hmm. So, and you also Hoover labeled Martin Luther King Jr. as the single most dangerous black man, the single greatest threat to national security. And you have to also remember, unfortunately, that racism was accepted, was alive and well and raging in the 1960s. In fact, the two defining events of the 60s was the Civil Rights Movement and the Vietnam War. And both of those were related to the deaths of Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, and Robert F. Kennedy as well. There were four assassinations. Malcolm X was also assassinated in the 60s. Hoover had what he called a prayer list. And on that prayer list were three sets of initials, JFK, MLK, and RFK. Now, what did they all have in common? They were all internationally known, powerful personalities, great orators that could move public opinion and emotion in great, large swaths of people. They all had several things in common, but the single most important thing as it relates to their assassination was their opposition to the Vietnam War. Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, also happened to be planning and talking about the idea of undoing the CIA after the debacle of the invasion, failed invasion,
the Bay of Pigs.
Cuba.
Right.
So he added to his the deep state threat or desire to take him off the board. MLK in 1967, a year to the day after before he was assassinated, delivered a speech at the Riverside Baptist Church in New York City in Manhattan that absolutely eviscerated the programs of this country and the Vietnam War. So he came out publicly against that. And, of course, we know that Robert F. Kennedy campaigned on that when he was running for president to get out of Vietnam. Now, why would that happen? Well, you got to follow the money. The military, what Eisenhower, the president prior to Kennedy, said upon leaving the White House, warned us against the growing power and threat of the military-industrial complex. Well, that's what was at play in the assassination and was the of King and was the thread of commonality that ran through all three assassinations in the 1960s.
Now, how is the CIA connected here?
Well, the assassination brought together many disparate groups and individuals that ordinarily would not have anything to do with each other, and it ranges from, I think, the office of the White House, Lyndon Johnson at the time, the CIA, the FBI, the military intelligence. The Dixie Mafia, Carlos Marcello's Mafia out of New Orleans,
right.
The racist local government in Memphis, members of the Memphis Police Department, and the KKK. They all had their own reasons to take Martin Luther King off the board. So they came together. It's the old, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Mm-hmm. Right,
they
exactly.
They came together over that one cause and brought together their resources and efforts and were successful in all three assassinations, including Martin Luther King on April 4th, 1968.
And to this day, we still don't have the whole truth and nothing but, as documents continue to be sequestered, even though they were supposed to be released, particularly as it relates to the JFK assassination, right?
Right. And as I said earlier, I think this all speaks to what has become our existential threat that's real is that, for all practical purposes, I believe, as do others, that if you check the boxes of what is a socialist government, America qualifies in so many ways.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly.
And one of the basic tenets of...
I'll tell you what, got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Mike after this.
...to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
You wouldn't want the Bill Martinez Show to go away. As an independent talk show, the Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling, and advertisers who have traditionally supported Bill Martinez have been compelled not to advertise. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this coming year? Your return on investment is a unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most from a Christian perspective. Here's author, speaker, and entrepreneur Scott Powell on what we can do about it.
Implore them to listen to the Bill Martinez Show. Bill is a truth teller. Bill brings light and truth and joy into people's lives.
What's your best one-time tax-deductible gift to have Bill keep fighting the good fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? How about a tax-deductible gift of $100 every month over the next year? Your gift matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Michael Hambrick, author and former broadcaster. I mean, he's gone through all the ranks. I mean, you've done it all. I mean, and this is the thing that we love about radio. You and I have had similar careers, Mike, that we start out and, you know, we're spinning records. Next thing you know, we're running radio stations. We're doing investigative reporting. We're on television. We're anchoring. You know, what a great canvas for creativity that you and I have been blessed with over the years, right?
I was certainly blessed and fortunate as a ragtail kid coming out of rural East Texas, I never thought that I would, at that time, would write a novel. But I certainly didn't think that I would become a TV news anchor, reporter, and producer, and travel the world and cover wars and presidents and fly on Air Force One, cover all kinds of political, problems in Washington. I spent the last part of my career, 20 some odd years, in Washington, D.C., and so I got way into that and into politics. But now I've written this novel that is a novel, but it's historical fiction. And let me just say this, if I might, Bill, if they're interested, can get the book. It's produced by Book Baby. So if you go to bookbaby.com and then go to their bookshop and then search Memphis, you can access the book, bookbaby.com.
Right. Well, interesting for you. I mean, here you are as a young man. You find yourself in Memphis, as all disc jockeys do. It's have headsets, will travel. It's always interesting what markets you end up in. I was sharing with somebody else the life expectancy of most radio folk measured in months, not necessarily years. But nonetheless, you end up in Memphis, and you come into Memphis at a time when a lot of history has happened. And next thing you know, you're surrounded, and your mind is much more available to than just playing records. I mean, you're observing life. You're observing the world. This is why your career blossomed and went off into so many areas, because the way that you've been wired.
Now, I think that's true. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, I was in Memphis in 67, 68, 69, when the Memphis music sound was happening. Artists were coming from all over the country, all over the world, actually, to record in Memphis, capture the local musicians and studios, that Memphis sound. But I was there in April 4th, 1968, when MLK was assassinated. I was a kid. I was 19 years old, maybe 18, 19. So I didn't really have a fully developed world view at that time. But I do recall... And this was my first job out of a small daytime radio station in Northeast Texas. A major FM radio station at the time in Memphis. But I remember it was burned into my young brain at that time that as a result of the assassination, you know, there were riots and unrest, and once again the governments never let a good crisis go to waste. So they brought in more control. I think there were something like 3,500, 4,000 National Guard troops on the streets of Memphis. And I worked, and you know this well, the 7 to midnight shift.
Yes.
And so there was a curfew in Memphis at the time, and you had to have a special dispensation and a piece of paper to show that you could be out past the curfew. And I was stopped at various, roadblocks with jeeps and with 30 cal machine guns on them and sandbags.
Wow.
And they checked my special dispensation to be out. So all of that, and then I had an apartment that was facing south into Beale, wasn't in Beale Street, but it was facing that way, and I can remember seeing the glow of the burn of what was going on after the assassination. There wasn't a great deal, not like there were in other cities. There was some, much less than riots and burnings in the aftermath of MLK's assassination. And I think that Robert Kennedy had a lot to do with that.
Exactly.
Extemporaneous speech in Indiana. He was on the campaign trail. And it was very soothing, and I think it placed, and of course it was played everywhere. You got to remember also, Bill, and we tend to lose sight of this. This was in the days before the internet. This was in the days before cell phones. This was in the days before Fox News, CNN, 24-hour news cycle. There were three TV stations, three TV networks, and we all, pretty much got the same news at the same time once a day at 6 o'clock, depending on where you were in the time zone. So when Walter Cronkite said, "That's the way it is," then we took that. That's the way it was. Walter said
it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, back in those days, those three broadcast entities commanded 85% of the viewing audience. Today, less than 40%. So you're exactly right. We got the news, and we know who we got it from. And, now a different story today. But, the thing is, and it's interesting, you point out that Robert Kennedy, what he did in terms of uniting the races. I mean, here we had a black president, not not that long ago that you thought maybe might be able to unite the races, but that particular night and that particular speech from RFK was more unifying, that, you know, for the races than I think any other speech that I've ever heard other than MLK.
Yes, and it was in the cauldron of tragedy and I mean it easily could have gone
dramatically,
in the opposite direction. No,
right.
he was a statesman. You know, we don't have statesmen anymore. You might not have agreed with his politics. I don't think I do 100%, nor would I today. Although,
I was in college at the time. So yeah, exactly. But I was in college at the time and did a little bit of work on his campaign because I was a class president in Ventura, California. And so but for me it was of course the war in Vietnam was huge at the time, and right. And he was a champion for the cause to get us out of there. Of course, his brother did and warned about it. And, of course, after his assassination, bring LBJ on and lickety-split. Next thing you know, we've got thousands of young men and women, you know, going to Vietnam.
Yeah. As I point out in my book, Memphis, and it is historical fiction, but there are historical aspects of it, there's a scene in the Oval Office where one of his aides, major aides, a military guy, was constantly on Lyndon Baines Johnson to stop the war, wind down the war, get out of Vietnam. And he finally bellowed out in the way LBJ would do. He said, "John, I can't stop the war in Vietnam. Too many of my friends are making too much money."
Amen.
That's what it was. The
exactly.
military industrial, Brown and Root, all of those companies that were that he had that had financed his whole political career, he owed them.
And exactly.
He gave them their war, and he created the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which was a farce, as we know, as an excuse to increase the troop numbers in Vietnam, where it ultimately reached there were 500,000 troops constantly flowing in and out of Vietnam. 50 some odd thousand American kids were killed in that war. So, it's a side of America that people don't like to think about, don't want to dwell on. Mm-hmm. But it's all there were some major events along. I believe that the socialist movement in this country. Tell me if we're running out of time, Bill.
Well, I was just going to tell you, we got a minute and a half left because what you're going to touch on is something that, again, the socialist movement really was, this was all the infrastructure that is in place that we're dealing with today that has connections to the deep, deep, deep state and this permanent bureaucratic class and the military-industrial complex all rolled into one, is it not? Minute left here. Go ahead.
I believe you're exactly correct. I think that we have pretty much, that the socialist, the movement began in the early 1900s by some very smart, capable, patient people, very clever people. They knew they couldn't come in and nationalize the businesses in America. There wouldn't be a bloody coup d'etat. Mm-hmm. They did it in a cultural, social, political, and spiritual revolution, and I think they have succeeded. I think, as I said earlier, by all practical purpose, we are a socialist government. We have to admit that, identify that as the problem, and institute what I believe is a counter-revolution. I say counter because I think their revolution has been successful. We have to have a counter-revolution. That's a topic for another discussion I'd like to have with you.
But yeah, you got it. Look forward to having you back. Michael Hembrick has been with us, a veteran TV anchor and author. His book, Memphis, will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. As always, Michael, appreciate the time. Take care.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back, Bill.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. success. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
USA News Update. SpaceX's Crew 6 mission is finally off the ground.
3, 2, 1. It is full power and liftoff. The Crew 6, go Dragon, go Falcon.
Liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center took place just after midnight Eastern Time. On board are two NASA astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut, and the first long-duration astronaut from the United Arab Emirates. The crew will spend 6 months at the International Space Station. A new report from the International Energy Agency, whose members comprise of many of the world's largest energy consumers, said emissions of carbon dioxide climbed less than 1% in 2022. This is despite many countries going back to burning coal as energy after the Biden administration ended America's energy independence. Today is officially Texas Independence Day, a tip of the hat to the Lone Star State. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Joe Condon is with us. He is a producer, director, and chairman of the National Men's Conference that's coming up in March of this year, actually March 25th to be exact, in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. You're a great American.
Well, I appreciate all your great work in bringing men together. I'll tell you, this has been my passion for a long time. I think men have been kind of sitting on the bench for a while. They were active. We were just talking about this during the reign of Coach McCarthy and what he did with Promise Keepers, and they have been aching, you know, for a time to come together, worshiping God and being side by side to their fellow man, and to be encouraged for a time such as this.
Right, Bill. Nothing replaces getting in person, right? I mean, we just went through one of the most unprecedented times in history with COVID, 2020, and the world kind of seeing what happens when you have to go totally virtual versus seeing each other in person. Getting men together and getting the right men together with your like-minded, had the same goal, is more powerful than anything in the world. And what you just said is so true. That's the hole we're filling when it comes to men are searching. They're searching to find each other. They're searching for accountability partners. They're searching to make their lives better. They need to find other men.
Exactly.
Right? And and that's what this conference is all about, the National Men's Conference.
Well, is this something that you've been doing on an annual basis? Update me, Joe, because, you know, this is the first time you and I have had the opportunity to talk. So update me on, you know, what the National Men's Conference is all about and, you know, how long you've been doing it. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, actually, it happens in Cincinnati every year. The first Catholic Men's Conference ever put on in the country was in 1994 in Cincinnati, Ohio. So I actually picked up the baton after the conference kind of died in 2011, I restarted it in 2018, And this is the first year we're rebranding it to the National Men's Conference, because men used to come from all over the country, 15,000 right. plus, to go to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got a lot of rich history. But, you know, we are now feeling, as you just said in the beginning of the show, that void. We're trying to become that next level where men know at least one time a year they can grab their sons, grab their family, and come fellowship and share in Jesus Christ. Yes, the event is put on by Catholics, but it's open for any man of any faith,
yes.
no matter where they are in their walk. And we're having it at a 10,000-person mm-hmm. arena, so we're hoping a lot of men hear the call.
Well, the common denominator, I was born and raised Catholic myself, Joe, and I would say the common denominator is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that is what will draw and hold us together, because we're here to serve him and serve each other, regardless of race, color, creed. When I was involved with, the Billy Graham Association or other groups, as I mentioned, Promise Keepers as well, it didn't matter. It didn't matter the color of your skin, didn't matter your faith background. It just mattered that you loved Jesus, you loved God, and you loved others. And welcome. And people grew from that. So I'm excited to see what you're doing here. I mean, we know the Catholic numbers are substantial. I mean, you're talking over 1 billion Catholics in the United States of America, right?
Right. Yeah, that's what I think latest records show. I mean, every religion has its challenges. And it goes back to what you said. Men are under attack more than ever. Mm-hmm. And for some right. reason, I put myself on the chopping block here. We've gotten lazy. Right.
Yes.
So we need to start taking our faith back, leading our families, finding men to help us, understand those tools. And like you said, come together around Jesus Christ. That's what it is. I just bring guys together. That's my whole goal. After that, the good Lord takes it from there, Bill. As you know,
that's right.
He can work miracles.
Yeah, when I quoted the number of 1 billion, I may have misquoted here just a moment. Not just in the United States, it's worldwide. It's I think it may be 1.5 billion worldwide Catholics. I think that's the number right. estimated. Because here we are, we're at 340 million in the United States population wise. Not everybody's a Catholic, so I just want to correct the record so people don't get confused by that statement, because lest we lose sense of the goal and what we're trying to do here is that men are crying out. I mean, these are crazy times, and men are wondering, what do I do? How do I combat all this gender confusion? I got my kids right now that are being indoctrinated in classrooms, public schools that we pay for, that are, presenting men dressed up as women for some sort of story time presentation. I mean, this is just absurd. And the kind of literature that's being dumped on these kids in these public schools, I don't know, Joe, if you've been exposed to them, but I was looking at some school books that were presented in Florida, in the state of Florida. They were absolutely disgusting. And I don't mean just for, high school seniors. I mean, these were down in the elementary schools that they were being pushed on these kids. So it's no wonder that the governors are coming out in force. But even that, they need to be backed up by men of faith. And this is why this National Men's Conference is so critical for a time such as this, because it's absolute madness what's happening to our country, and which will no doubt have an effect on the next generation.
Bill, I couldn't have said that better. You're right. That's exactly why we're putting on the National Men's Conference, in Cincinnati. It's on March 25th. They are coming after our children early. You nailed it. And they are brainwashing them early. And it is disgusting to see the type of books that are being pushed through, especially in my own town where I live, just built a brand new public library. You walk in, you think it was a kiosk, promotional kiosk for just transgender and gender books that are just focused on, and you think, what is happening to our world? Well, what's happened is good men like us have sat around for too long expecting them to take care of it. Well, guess what? Mm. Them is us, right?
Yes,
we need
exactly.
to take action. And get men together, teach them how to be leaders, teach them how to lead their family, introduce them to other leaders, other influencers, in the Christian Catholic faith, and then hope God takes that in the way that he wants it to. So that's what fires us up.
Exactly. Well, we've got a challenge. It's our right responsibility and God-given mandate to challenge this, to challenge authority, to make sure that it's lining up with Scripture. And with God's plan and purpose for his creation. And the thing is that, what's so neat about this, Joe, is that once
the men get an understanding that that is their mission, get out of the way.
Right.
I mean, right? Get no. out of the way. They will go after it because this is the way we're wired. But we need to understand what the mission is, who the enemy is, and go after it full force.
Right. The good Lord asked every man to be the leader and the head of their family when it comes to faith.
Yes.
And that's what we help. That's the mission. You have to be a leader in faith and lead your family and make decisions based on God's given truth. And when you get away from that, it's chaos. So like you said, outside of his perfect design, it's chaos. And that's what we're seeing in the world today. And that's what we hope to restore with the National Men's Conference.
Well, the Warriors are waiting for this message, and they're waiting for the call, Joe. God bless you for stepping up and sounding the alarm. How can men get involved for this conference on March the 25th in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Simply go to nationalmensconference.com. They'll get all the information. Our event is headlined by the Jonathan Rumi of The Chosen, probably and arguably the most popular Christian character and actor going right now. He actually has a story right next to him that's incredible. We got the Archduke, His Royal Highness, Christian Habsburg-Lorraine. If you're a history buff, you know the Habsburg family is one of the most richest in history and famous royal families of all time. He's doing his first talk ever in the United States at this conference, Bill. We're going to be setting history, right? So this day is going to be an incredible one-day event for any man in the country to grab their son, come and bond together. We have an NFL discussion with a bunch of NFL offensive linemen. We have both bishops in the state of Ohio that have agreed to come talk. We have a couple surprise guests that are going to come. They're going to blow people away. It's going to be an incredible day packed with faith and inspiration.
This is an all-day event, right, John?
Right. It'll go from 8 a.m. about to 5 p.m., so it'll be an all-day event.
NationalMen'sConference.com is where you want to go for more information. Joe Conant, God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing this conference and for your heart towards men of faith. And it's time to step up for this appointed time. Thank you so much for being there for us. Take care. God bless.
God bless you, Bill. Thank you.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Big news! The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In the final battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls the final battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got Michael Scott with us. Yes, Michael Scott, the CEO of PureFlix, not to be confused with The Office, right, Michael?
That's right. You know, I get asked that all the time. You show your credit card to pay for something, they're like, ah, you're Michael Scott. That is correct. Not to be confused with The Office. The show is based on me, I like to say.
Well, that's what I would say. I even if it's pretend, I would just I'd make that statement going, yeah, it is about me. But I'm much more softer and kinder.
Well, you know what I do, though? Then I tell them after they get into it, then I'll say, you know what? I grew up in Scranton, of all things. And then I get them all good there. They freak out. And then I go, no, I did.
Very cool.
Little fun.
Well, yeah, good fun here. And, of course, you're having a great time. I mean, God has blessed your idea that you say it's very simple, your idea is PureFlix strives to be the most trusted, family-friendly video streaming source on the web, full stop. That's it, right?
That's correct. We want to be there. We want to know when you come to our place, we want you to feel safe. That you're not going to have to worry about that sex, language, or violence that's out there. And we think we got some stuff that it will incredibly touch your family.
Well, you, Russell Wolf, and David A.R. White, who I've spoken with before on many occasions, decided to do something for, you know, for families of faith that heretofore had been ignored. And you saw this as a niche opportunity, didn't you, when you started PureFlix back in, what, was it 2005?
Yeah, it was started in 2005, and, you know, people say it's a niche, but I'm like, my gosh, half the Christian, you know, claims to be, half the country claims to be Christian, and so it's a huge niche, and there's people that are looking for it. Whether you're a believer or not, people are looking for great entertainment, and I always say this, you know deep down in your spirit, you're looking for something that's pointing you towards God versus away from God, and when you come to PureFlix, we want to be that light in the darkness, and that we know when you come, you're going to be uplifted. You're going to be inspired. You're going to see something with hope, redemption, all those incredible themes that draw us closer to God.
Well, you reminded people, starting off with God's not dead. Do you believe what if the case for Christ? God's not dead earned some 61 million plus in box office receipts. I mean, you know, to your point, I mean, if you want to call it a niche, this is a huge niche, right?
That's exactly right. And people are looking for great content. You know, God's Not Dead, I think, was just at the right time at the right moment. And it really, I think that film was all about showing you that your faith is not blind. What we believe is, has fact and it has substance to it. And I think that it explored some incredible themes in the first one, but we've done four more exploring further themes of that. And we're getting ready to do another one that I think will touch people in a profound way.
Well, you seem to have your thumb on the pulse of what people of faith need to hear, and people who are on the fence to be encouraged, because the cancel culture and has hijacked our morality. They've hijacked our perspective. They want us to be sit down in a corner and cancel our voices. But God will not be canceled, will he?
No, I don't believe God will be canceled. It doesn't show us that anywhere. Even when times are difficult, even amongst there may be times where, there may be persecution or something like that. But that's also when faith sometimes shines the brightest during those times, and it can come out, and whether it be in a movie or someone sharing or talking about something, you get to really know the true characters of individuals and what it is. And so I believe that God, this is a moment where God's given us an incredible opportunity and platform to reach millions of people. My hope is that the content not only entertains, it's fun, it's great to watch, but you walk away with something, or it helps an individual that might be struggling with something saying, hey, I need something, I need an uplift, or I need to see a story about forgiveness or something like that. And ultimately, it's a piece that they walk away with and say, wow, I need to do that.
Well, the other thing that stands out too, Michael, what you've done with PureFlix is that you've really elevated the quality of Christian programming and Christian production. I know my complaint early on, and maybe this was yours and David's as well and Russell's, is that, we're representing the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We should be doing a better class of product, all things considered. And you have really been part and parcel of the elevation of Christian production values.
Thank you. And I think, I agree. There's no reason why we should not have the same production value acting stories as Hollywood. And I think that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing incredible movies come to the theater, great new TV shows come to our platform, new movies come to our platform that are all of a high quality, that have great storytelling, good acting, incredible filmmakers that are being that are rising up from the ranks and different things like that. And I think we're going to continue to see that wave, and we're going to continue to see more of these films come that people are going to be like, that's not the cheesy film that I remember from 20 years ago or 10 years ago. That was really touching. That there was something there that I really enjoyed.
Michael, we talk about the impact that PureFlix has made and how it supported and encouraged the faith family and community and how difficult it has been, in terms of a challenge for Hollywood. Hollywood sees the success and the numbers that are being produced time and again by these, family, faith, Christian movies, but they still want to be comfortable in their R-rated genres and lose money time and time again, but meanwhile, it's the Christian movies that are consistent and being very successful. Now, in 2020, Sony saw this, and I think even before, they started to see that this was something for them to consider, and they decided to come in and buy PureFlix. You and the team remain as the CEO, and the core of PureFlix continues even under the Sony brand, right?
That's correct. It's been a wonderful partnership. A lot of people don't know this, but Sony was one of the pioneers also in the faith-based industry. They put out such films as Heaven is for Real, Miracles in Heaven, War Room, Courageous, Fireproof. You go back to the days, they had an incredible library of faith films that were really high quality and allowed us to bring those to the service. And so it's been a wonderful partnership. And we're continuing to make films of that quality and new TV shows all the time. I mean, there's literally thousands of movies and TV shows on PureFlix.com. You can sign up. You can get it on anything, too. If you have a smart TV, you want to watch it on an Apple TV, a Roku, whatever device you have, download the PureFlix app or go to PureFlix.com and sign up. I think it'll be a blessing for you.
And this was a natural move for you to do this, to make PureFlix. I know that you blessed us greatly. For example, over the Christmas season, we could count on PureFlix to go and find those Christmas movies with the message and, with the encouragement of the season that we all longed for. And thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I said, that one of the genesis that it really propelled me, and, you know, it was wonderful making movies and stuff for the theater and everything like that, but I was sitting on my couch with my son one night, and we were watching a show, and this was years ago, and I was that moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what's on. You're covering your son's eyes and his ears. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for the scene to get over. And I'll never forget, he said, can you, after that scene, you know, finished, he said, can you pause it, Dad? And he looked at me and he said, why is it okay for you to watch it and not me? And that hit me really hard. I said, you know, we need to protect our children and what they're watching. Right. But what are we protecting also as adults? And that was kind of the genesis for the streaming service, to say we need a safe place where as adults we can have incredible stories that are touching, but we don't have to worry about what we're going to take in, whether it's our kids or us. And that's what Purefoot is all about. We say we want to be a light in the darkness and through the power of storytelling. We want to tell great stories that bring light into your life, things of hope, stories of hope, redemption, forgiveness, all of those types of things. And that's what we're trying to accomplish at Pureflix.
Well, congratulations. We appreciate it. You're such a blessing for doing that, you know, for all of us, and, you know, for parents and grandparents alike, that knows that they can go to Pureflix and not have to cover their kids' eyes. Little sidebar here. I noticed as I was looking through some of your history, you and I are alums. We both graduated from Vision Christian College out of San Diego.
Oh, there you go. Well, I didn't know that. Well, that's incredible.
Yeah, when I saw that, because, you know, Metal Ark Lemon also graduated, you know, from Vision Christian College. Yep, I don't know if you're aware of that. Yeah, so we have quite a growing, you know, alumnus that, you know, continues. And, it was great fun. And, you know, I worked my tail off for it. You know, it may not be one of those Ivy League colleges, but I worked hard and earned my degree there. So it was really a blessing. So, you know, congratulations. When I saw that, I said, hey, look at, you know, we've got that in common. So, you know, you blessed
awesome.
Me more than once. Yeah. Good fun.
Yeah, that's
well,
awesome.
we got about a minute left here, Michael. So what do you see down the road for Pureflix?
Well, you know what? A couple things that are coming out I'm super excited about. In a week, we have Karen Kingsbury, a new television series from her called 1,000 Tomorrows. It's based on her best-selling book. Mm. It's got that, you know, it's got the Western world rodeo. It's an incredible love story. I encourage people, if you love Karen, even if you don't know who Karen is and her books, watch that series. It will really touch you. And then as we're going into the Easter season, we have a full lineup from the classics like Passion of the Christ and Risen and Apostle Paul to a ton of other stuff that's coming. And so, and the last one, a little bit of preview, we're getting ready to shoot a new God's Not Dead movie that will be coming out next year.
And the website they can go to stay in the flow of the know, Michael Scott, as we wrap things up?
Yeah, go to pureflix.com, sign up, start watching, and you'll see what's coming and what we currently have on there and what's coming in the future.
Michael Scott, Chief Executive Officer of Pureflix. God bless you, Michael. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be